This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Michelle Macrose explores the human experience of a wartime ship at sea in her new book, Love Letters from the Marine Wolf, a captivating biography written from the perspectives of those who fought in World War II. Michelle shares the historical perspectives and stories of her father, Sergeant Michael Macrose Jr., the ship's complement surgical technician, and his U.S. Army Transport Marine Wolf shipmates. A glimpse into a bygone era through intimate love letters, nostalgic photographs, and other transportive memorabilia, taking history below deck to find the human experiences of a wartime ship at sea. Michelle Macrose, author of Love Letters from the Marine Wolf, is our guest next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Love Letters from the Marine Wolf by Michelle Macrose is a timepiece World War II biography. The U.S. hospital and transport ship SSS Marine Wolf, told through the lens of love between the ship's complement surgical technician Michael Macrose Jr. and his home front war bride Maria. Love Letters from the Marine Wolf has been described as a Titanic love story, only better. The lovers are real people, the author's parents, and the ship doesn't sink. The book includes testimonials from more than 20 crew interviewed personally by Michelle. Their testimonials take history below deck to find the resplendent human experience of a wartime ship at sea. Michelle is a retired advertising agency executive from Akron, Ohio, holds a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from Kent State University. She broke the corporate glass ceiling when she opened her own digital design firm back in the 90s, recipient of the Cleveland, Ohio Communicators Award for Outstanding Achievement of Women in Communication. After years of writing ad jargon and designing ad campaigns, she put her talents to work not only on writing but also designing love letters from Marine Wolf. She is now living in Colquitt, Georgia, where she enjoys her hobby as a beekeeper. Michelle Macrose, author of Love Letters from the Marine Wolf, is our guest on This Week in America. Michelle, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
This is such a great job that you've done. And when you look through this, the hours, the days, the months, the years, possibly, it took to put this together. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. Let's go back to the beginning. An interesting story on how this came about. You didn't start out to write a book, did you?
No, absolutely not. It had never even dawned on the horizon of my things to accomplish. And it came about because my mother died, and I found material that she had preserved from World War II, which takes me back a step even further than that. These materials were very significant to me because my father had had a stroke when I was 10 years old. So I never really got to know him as the man that he was. So it opened a can of worms. I was on an investigation to find out about my father. One thing led to another, and the next thing I knew, in order to find out about my father, I had to find out about the ship and find shipmates. My father's service history couldn't even be found because it had burned in the National Personnel Records Center in July of 73.
So nothing, it sounds like, was very easy about going about this task.
No,
It's
no.
if you're Googling here, Michelle Makros, it's Makros, book available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, the usual places. Michelle's website is michellemakrosbooks.com. All this on her website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a fascinating look at her father and a piece of history from World War II. You mentioned one of the challenges in trying to find this information that wasn't readily available. What were some of the challenges you faced in writing this book?
The writing, actually, after I found the information, came readily enough. But initially, in finding documents and archival material, I was headed for a pretty dry history. My good fortune came when I discovered a gentleman from World War II who had served, and his hobby had become ships and their pictures and their histories. And inclusive in that, he collected names of shipmates, of which I received five, and three of them turned out to be viable.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned all that went into the book, Love Letters from the Marine Wolf. The pictures really make the text come alive. And this is not a typical book where you've got a few pictures in the middle of the book. This is actually throughout. An excellent job of designing, and we'll talk about that as we go on here. But you went and you filled in pieces of history with your dad's shipmates. This literally was what a coast-to-coast search to find all of these people. Talk about that and how enlightening that was when you were able to research and talk to many of these people.
It was very enlightening. You have to understand that I rather set out as a stranger, but I was going to these men as a daughter's shipmate, and I was not received as a stranger. I was received as a comrade. I was rolled out the red carpet. I was never allowed to stay in a hotel. They were delightful in receiving me, and their willingness to tell their stories amazed me. And that's when the book started to become a book. They even ask, "Oh, when is the book coming out?" And I didn't know I was writing a book.
Just doing a little
But
personal history, and out of that came this wonderful book, Love Letters from Marine Wolf. The book available, michellemakrosbooks.com, or website, Makros, Makros, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. It's interesting because you became a member of like over 20 different families, didn't you? This wasn't just a, I'm going to come by
exactly.
for a couple of hours with my notebook and take a few notes and I'll see you later. You
No,
actually
no, no.
really developed
No,
personal
no.
relationships, didn't you?
Yes, because it turned out they were not interviewees, they were family. And again, that goes to the camaraderie that they shared with my father, which in itself was the most amazing honor that they could have showed to me, that they respected my father and what he did in World War II to that extent, that they brought me into their home and divulged information that they may probably not have told someone else. So, in other words, if a famous author would have knocked on their door and said, "Oh, I'm writing a book about your ship," and they would have probably shut the door and said, "Bye-bye."
Yeah,
But
exactly.
I was looking deeper than that. I wanted to know the service and the significance, and they began to change me. I was coming from a world of stranger danger, and they were coming from a world of we welcome strangers. Everyone is the stranger is a potential friend. And I was the daughter of a shipmate, so that made it family.
That's interesting, the generational differences there. You know, what you had in the back of your mind as you were doing this, and they were like, okay, this is going to work out fine here. This is Michael's daughter. We're going to welcome her into the house. It says something about your father. You find out so much about him as you were writing this. I mentioned in the beginning, hour upon hour. Boy, that's really understating it. How long did it actually take you to write the book? From the time you first decided, okay, I'm going to turn this into a book form until it was published, how long a period was that?
I would say the research particle of it, because I was doing so much traveling. I was from Vancouver Island in Canada down to Melbourne, Florida, out to Sun City, Arizona. I found not only shipmates, but I found some passengers as well. The time parameter I would apply to the whole thing, the research, the interviewing, and the writing was probably a decade.
That's just amazing. And the result is this fascinating book, a book of history. It's a book of personalities. It's a book of history, a glimpse into what not only they were doing, but in their mindset as well. It's such an excellent job that Michelle has done in putting together the book, Love Letters from the Marine Wolf. Any surprises as you were writing the book? Anything that sort of caught you off guard you weren't expecting?
Yes, in fact, one of the things that came about was there was one particular shipmate that no matter where I went to visit, each man would ask, did you find Frenchie? Did you find Frenchie? I'm like, who's Frenchie? Right? And this was his nickname. His actual name was Alfred Grunhut. And they called him Frenchie because he looked like Charles Boyer. Well, as a stroke of incredible luck, I in fact did find Frenchie. He was very elderly. He was being cared for by a home health aide, and he would have her write information to me. He didn't have a computer, so all our correspondence was the old-fashioned way, the way it would have been done back when the ship was sea, by regular U.S. postal mail. And his story was so fascinating, and it's just an example of one of the stories that you'll get in the book. But to make it brief, he was an escaped Austrian Jew, came to the United States, enlisted at CP Upton Yaphank Army Base so that he could serve. He was so grateful to have gotten out that he wanted to thank the United States for that effort. And his humor is what he brought to the table. And that's one of the things that you'll find consistently throughout the book. On the worst day ever, they were still cracking jokes. And a lot of this came from Frenchie's influence to the personality of the ship.
This is really a look at history that we rarely have an opportunity. Sometimes maybe we talk to a relative, have had that opportunity, and get sort of one, two persons, a perspective of what it was like. You have so many that you talk to, and it really, in our own mind, gives us a better idea of what happened during this moment of history. The book is Love Letters from the Marine Wolf. The author is Michelle Makros, M-A-K-R-O-S. We'll give you all the information where the book's available. Michelle's website is michellemakrosbooks.com. What were some of the rewards that you got? You went into this, I'm sure, anticipating something that probably changed a number of times as you were traveling the country and talking to these people. What's maybe the biggest reward you got out of researching, talking to these people, and writing the book?
The biggest reward, truthfully, is that it changed me. I was a different person when I started, and when I came through all the filtering process that they laid upon me about how a person was in those days and how they were still, their willingness to devolve even the most personal information to me. They told one example is Smiley Jones, who was from here in Colquitt told me the story of how they, he and his wife lost their baby. She had a miscarriage while the ship was in Naples. His family is like, we don't believe that he's letting you put this in the book. He never talks about this. This has been private. He doesn't even talk about it amongst the family. But everything went in so that you could really feel the human interest of the other aspects of life that these men had to endure while they were trying to put to the test their best ability in the war.
And that's what is so really impressive, how you bring these people to life. They're not just names and maybe even pictures. You give a personality, you give a soul to these people. As we're reading, they do come alive in the book Love Letters from the Marine Wolf. Colquitt, I mentioned that's where you are now in the beginning. That's one of the places that you visit. You mentioned Smiley. Did you have any idea when you were in Colquitt that you would end up living there someday and being good friends with Smiley's daughter?
No, I had no idea. But that sort of seed that got planted by Smiley himself on my first visit down here, going back to what we were speaking of earlier when I did random query letters to these men that I had found through the gentleman that had the ship histories. Smiley was one of them, and he's the type that he didn't even bother to write me back. I just got a phone call one day, and he doesn't say hello. He just says, oh my God, I remember your dad. I was sicker than a dog in the ship's hospital. I'm sending you a plane ticket. You're coming to Colquitt. You're going to stay here for a couple weeks, and we're going to help. We have documents and photographs, and we're going to find other shipmates. And while I was there, he determined my story, that my parents were gone. I had no siblings. So in essence, I was in life by myself. And he suggested Colquitt by offering me the piece of property next door to his home for free for me to build a home. I almost fell over. It was a lovely offer. I wasn't ready to take it at the time. But let me just say, when the time came that I was ready to make the move, it only took two shakes of a thought to figure out where I was coming. Colquitt, here I come. And that just happened a year and a half ago.
More with author Michelle Macrose, author of Love Letters from the Marine Wolf, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Michelle Macros is our guest, M-A-K-R-O-S. The book is Love Letters from the Marine Wolf. Book available wherever you buy books. MichelleMacrosBooks.com, a good place to start. Get information on the book. You can buy it there as well. Let's talk about when you compile all of this information. And there are a lot of books written out there, try history. It's sometimes difficult. You doze off as you're reading. Your book comes alive because you bring these people alive. And a big part of that is how you produce the book. Talk about the process of designing and producing this book, because all the reviews say this is you really made history come alive. You have a wonderful job of bringing the story off the page. How do you go about producing this?
That was difficult because a lot of the material is done with runaround text of people really understand what that means. So it's not just blank square copy with a picture. It's integrated. So I did put my design prowess to the test to take on a project that big, and that was very time consuming. But my heart was in it. And I felt that it helps to make history come alive when you can see the visual material that's being talked about on the printed page while you're reading. As you suggested, one of the objections I've had to traditional history putting me to sleep is just when I think I'm getting somewhere, then I have to go look for the picture,
yes,
which is taped in a bank somewhere, and you have to log through the index to find out, and you just throw it, a heck with it. I'm going to bed.
That's not the case. In fact, you'll lose a little sleep as you're reading this book because it moves so well and you get caught up in the lives of these people. You've got the intimate letters that were written back and forth. It takes us into the mind of what these men were thinking as they're off in World War II. Any secrets from the book that you would like to share with the readers?
Yes, one of the things that makes it engaging is that all of the letters are coming from my dad to my mother. There are no letters included going from my mother back to him. And I didn't intentionally start out to use that as a strategy. It just happened that way. Otherwise, I would have a 2,000-page book. But the result is this. The reader actually becomes my mother. You have to, as the reader, interpret what she is saying or feeling or thinking in response to the material that she is receiving from her husband in the European theater. So this is one of the things that makes it incredibly engaging, because the readers become part of the story because they become my mother.
You know, it's interesting that everything about this is innovative. The way you tell the story, the way you present the story. The book is Love Letters from the Marine Wolf, a U.S. hospital and transport ship, an Army medic afloat, and a war bride in World War II, from Michelle Macros. What do you hope the takeaway is? And it's probably different for each individual as they read the book, but what do you hope when they finish this book, they take away from reading it?
I think it puts a different spin on war, because it's not focused on the killing, even though my dad was a surgical technician. He saw a lot of people that needed to be patched up. It is about the effort. It is about doing the unexpected. It's about thinking that life is not what lies in store for you. They faced a lot of danger. So in essence, what you get away with is life is about what you bring to it. And these men brought their all to a good record for the Marine Wolf, which came through its entire war history without any incident or casualty, and transported more troops than any other ship in American war history.
And you take us back to that time. That's the nice thing. You treat the reader to being there, being a part of history as it unfolds during that time. It's interesting you end up in Georgia, and there you probably didn't think this opportunity would have come a couple of years ago either. You've got a pay it forward opportunity in the community, something that's very important to you is adult education. We've got a few minutes left here. Talk about that, because you're really excited about this phase of your life and being able to help people.
I am very. In retirement, I'm not one to be sitting in a lazy boy, so I was looking for something to do. Miller County here is very small, and they needed an adult education instructor. The credentialed program is offered through Southern Regional Technical College, and because the county is so small, it's only a part-time position. And I shouted out a great big, perfect, that's for me. I can graciously pay it forward because I do acknowledge that I had a very successful career lifetime. And I also acknowledge that that successful career was made possible by the sacrifice of all the veterans going back in history as far as you want to go that put it on the line that so we could be here today having this conversation. So I'm very grateful to put it all together in one package and finish out my days doing something for the educational development of this community.
You know, it's interesting because that book has had that impact on so many people. It gives us a new appreciation. It's one thing to say these people laid it on the line. Well, who are these people? Well, we find out a number of them in Michelle's book. It brings it all to light. And a couple minutes left in the program. More good news. I understand this has been pitched as a screenplay, and it's possible that I can see this as a Netflix series. I could actually, I could envision this and would love to have that happen. Talk briefly about that, because it's not just a book. It could be much more than a book.
That's correct. And that would be the ultimate frosting on the cake, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It would take the whole story full circle to give it a legacy line, because I don't have one. So the book in itself became my child, my baby. And for this history to be recorded in a series, I think it would just be fantastic. And I think the audiences would really dive into a story like this, because it's a true story. It's not a made up story, yet it has all the beauty and potential and the glam that you've seen in, as you suggested earlier, Titanic. But it's a true love story, not a made up one.
The book is Love Letters from the Marine Wolf, a U.S. hospital and transport ship, an Army medic afloat, and a war bride in World War II. Michelle Makros is the author. That's Makros. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Her website, great information. Order the book there as well, MichelleMakrosBooks.com. All of this, of course, on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Congratulations on what you've done with Love Letters from the Marine Wolf. Best of luck with beekeeping and Colquitt and teaching adult education classes there. Your life goes on, and it's so fascinating. Your passion to find out not only family history, but history from World War II as well, and make it come alive. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.